1. Fear less. A positive look at what it is that you can and want to be. 2. Fear. What is holding you back and why I know all about fear. 3. Creativity. How creative strategies help transform fear. 4. Self-care. Using core work and the dual dialogue method to access the creative side of the brain. Case studies around love and self-love to illustrate how to use core work. 5. The coaching program. A welcome pack. 1. Fear less. I'm an artist and a life coach, and over the years I've learned a thing or two about fear, both creatively and personally, both my fear and other people's. I know how powerful its hold is on us, but I also know that fear is the worry about what hasn't happened yet, when the reality is that we have no way of actually predicting what the future will bring. In 2015, I found myself facing an empty nest as my daughter finished school and prepared to head out into the world. I was scared. How huge was this loss going to feel? I wouldn't be able to protect her. Is she going to be all right? But on the other hand, I did really want her to go out there and be everything she could be. So I reimagined my fears for her future by conjuring up fearlessness in the form of the character Brave New Girl. She was a stick figure with a triangle dress, no face, and sometimes no arms, which was how Ruby used to draw when she was little. Brave New Girl can do anything, not like some fantasy superwoman, but like any of us when we put our imaginations to good use. By imagining her as invincible, I quietened my fears. I had reimagined her future and satisfied my present. And then I created Brave New Guy for my son, or rather, I created him for me. I created them both so that I could let go and worry less about an uncertain world, in the belief that he and my daughter could go out and be their own kind of superheroes. They have that certainty of youth that all will be well, and if it's not, we'll deal with it then. I have the fear of every mother wanting to protect her young, and yet I want them to live life to the full. So I gave them these characters, and that makes me feel better. This book is for you to create a brave new you for the days when you feel a bit wobbly. Imagination is the key to either a fearless or a fearful life. Fear is imagining the future will turn out badly. Fearing less is when we imagine being and doing anything we want. Now, I know that bad things do happen. I've experienced them myself. I once lived on a street in edgy 80s London where people chased each other with machetes, and a police van was a permanent fixture on the street corner. One night when I was taking a taxi home, the driver put a knife on the seat next to him. I asked him what he was doing, and he said you couldn't be too careful going to the street where I lived. I was mugged outside my home, and I was hassled on the tube. The IRA exploded bombs and people died. I was 20, and I saw a darker side of life. After art college, I decided enough was enough, and moved to the wilds of rural southwest Scotland, thinking I'd be living a stress-free existence in the middle of nowhere. But on the 21st of December 1988, a terrorist attack on the flight Pan Am 103 blew the plane out of the sky and rained down hell on our small town of Lockerbie. One of the worst things that you could ever imagine had happened, and all 259 people on board and 11 on the ground were killed. The impact on all our lives was devastating. I hadn't been personally injured or lost anyone in the fireball, but I became constantly anxious and fearful. I imagined the worst outcome in every situation. That ancient fight-or-flight mode of my brain was permanently switched on. My imagination was at full throttle. Everything was a potential horror movie. I could visualise every detail of every possible disaster at every turn. I held myself back, out of fear.